Memory number 142. Working at the Rex. I thought to myself, here we go again. When my time in the army finished, I had to think what I would do next. I was convinced I would not go back to working in the cinema. I had been a projectionist before the war. Help was at hand, though, through the local labour exchange. A friendly interviewer asked if I would like to take up a course to learn sheet metal work. This would involve making ventilation channels to be used in factories. I agreed to register and start the course, if it was acceptable. All I had to do was take a temporary projectionist job in the meantime until the next course started. This I did, thinking it would be a short term. How wrong I was. I agreed to work for Mr. Miller, who owned the Rex Cinema in North Shields, and going into the projection room was like slipping into very familiar surroundings. I thought to myself, here we go again. The senior projectionist was a very amiable young man, like myself, who had not long been demobbed from the army, so we had a lot in common. His name was Fred Gallen. Fred suggested we have a break around about 7 o'clock at night in the evening, and then I could go and watch the show from the comfortable seat in the circle, which I did. After about a week, a pretty usherette approached me and asked if I was the new person working with Fred. From then on, never a day passed without me seeing her. I was smitten. After months together, I gradually grew to appreciate her, and wanted to be with her. I knew in my heart I loved her. Not long after, I married my one and only girlfriend, Mary.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to this memory. If you've experienced any problems while you've been listening, please let us know by using the contact address on the website. Finally, just a reminder that all of the material on the website is copyrighted. If you'd like to make use of it for your own purposes, please ask permission first.